Hey, listeners, just a quick word to let you know that Alchemy This will be performing live on stage at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater on May 7th. Go to dynastytypewriter.com for tickets. We're performing May 7th. We'd love to have you come out and join us. Write to us, in fact, after the show and let us know how much you enjoyed it. See you all May 7th at Alchemy This, live at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that, Kevin Pollak, was that? Well, no, when I said I wanted fries with that, you thought I said I wanted lies with that, and now my turkey burger is completely overwhelmed by all these I love you, I'll never leave yous. The fuck, man? But I digress. I'm happy to welcome you all to another episode of Alchemy This. Now let's meet today's alchemy, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Manish, when the clock strikes three, what happens again?
The mouse plays with me.
Oh, lovely. I want to meet that mouse. Also, I don't feel safe. Next up is James Heaney. Jimmy Jonga, could you, in fact, take it or leave it?
I would like to take it, and if I don't need it afterwards, I'll find a place for it.
Nice. Look out, Craig Kikowski has landed. Kakao, are those eyes real?
One of them is.
Yeah. Do I see Joey Greer Abbey? Mama say, mama sa, mumaku sa?
I don't want to bring that song up right now. That's just inappropriate.
All right. How do you
feel?
Yeah.
Show me on this contigo where he touched you. At last, put Kama Sutra on your butcher's galley. If you think him least, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris, Universe Pageant 2019. If a stitch in time saves nine, what saves ten?
Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think that actually does.
That's right. Yeah. All righty, then. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. I'd like, if you'd like to submit yours, please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. We'd love to hear from you in any way, shape, or form, and also submit a scene if and you will. yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Scott Waterhouse, who suggested, "Hi there. I started listening to your show just over a month ago, and it's a lot of fun. Thanks. My suggestion is a couple of people complaining about their coworker in a lunchroom. Then that coworker comes in, and they try to cover it up by pretending they were talking about someone else. And then the coworker joins in bitching about that someone else. And then, of course, that someone else comes in, et cetera, et cetera." Okay. Let's just say the workplace is.
Is he okay? Is there something going on at work?
Oh, and he's suggesting what the workplace is. Maybe a big camping and fishing outdoors type place.
Okay.
Thanks again for the podcast, Scott Waterhouse, Brisbane, Australia.
You guys, I know Scott from the internet. He makes spoons and they're beautiful.
Oh, what?
He makes wooden spoons. They're beautiful.
A little shout out to Scott Waterhouse.
Yeah, spoon crafter.
And his beautiful, beautiful spoons. Hey, let me just get in behind you and get the almond milk.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
You know what? It's just nuts to me to think that, like,
I know what you're going to say.
Don't say it.
No, I don't care.
Every day.
I don't care. All right. Daniel is just always going around. Yep. The way he breathes is so incredible.
The breathing is crazy.
Why is it just in?
No matter how close or far he is from you, it feels like he's on your neck.
Yes.
You know?
Well, yeah, it usually is.
Ugh. And his breath is warmer than other people's breath.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. That's got to be a problem. That's got to be something churning.
And I'm not saying like our normal core temperature is warm. You know what I mean? The air
but
that
we're
leaves.
Used to that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But his breath is hot.
If you were in a chamber of your own air, it would feel like nothing.
Right.
Because you're already, that's our experience.
You're used to that.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's
sensory
the base.
Deprivation.
Why don't you say something to him? Why do you say it to us every morning when we're getting coffee and trying to start our day?
Because I feel like I can vent here.
Lou,
I just want to just talk for a second. I'm not just...
And I would just like to start one day without this.
Okay, Louis, maybe you should just bring your own coffee from home.
Yeah,
Contigo. Okay.
We sell amazing Contigos. Have you seen the new shipment?
Yeah, they're great.
They're so good.
They're custom. The way the fingers groove in and the thumb latches there.
Ergonomic.
Yeah. Triple lock.
Mm. Triple.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Daniel.
What's going on, Daniel? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Great.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
We were talking about the new Contigos.
Yep, the new triple lock Contigo.
Oh, yeah, that's Spanish for with you.
Cool.
Okay.
Conmigo, Contigo.
Oh.
You guys not bilingual?
I'm not.
No, I'm not. I've
as
got
much
the
as
one,
I'd
the
like
one lingo.
Donde Juan. Juan in la biblioteca. That's about as far as I got.
John's in the library?
Yep.
Yep, got that.
Why can't we keep the name Juan?
Yeah, why does it have to become John?
Yeah, when they could translate, why can't people just have their own name?
No, you're right. Why did I anglicize it?
Yeah, see, yeah. I don't think a Mexican person would ask you to call them John. They would rather be called Juan, I think. Hey, Daniel, can I ask you a question?
Problematic now. I don't know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's up with Pete? Have you noticed Pete's...
Pete's been weird.
Always in everybody's business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all up in my grill.
Right. That's the other thing we were talking about before you came in was Pete's problem.
That's what we were talking about.
You're talking about Pete with Pete?
Mm-hmm. Occupied. Occupied.
Could you mind if I just sneak in real quick?
Is that Pete? No, I'm peeing.
Okay, but I can just sneak in real quick, get my job done,
and
I'll get out.
Don't open the door. Okay.
Hey.
Jeez.
Oh, you go with your pants all the way down to the ankle, too?
This is my personal time. All right. Okay.
Right, we'll just do back to back, and then we'll flip it down between our legs. So whatever stream comes between, we don't know who's who.
Oh, Jesus. Why didn't you lock the door? Okay. I
got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Why are your pants around your ankles?
What is this? This is my private time.
It's a bathroom. It's always private time.
Excuse me. I'm here to mop.
Oh,
wowie, wow, wow, wee, wow. I got a 3 sausage special.
Okay. This is a men's room. You really shouldn't be in here.
Oh, I shouldn't? What year are you from? It says gender neutral, you beast.
Marshall, come on. That was insensitive.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Which sausage am I going to choose?
Marshall, Pete, Janet, not today. Okay? Not today.
You don't want to play?
No, I don't want to play today.
That's why your little guy's looking shy, huh? Don't worry. Your sausage won't go to your pig, that little piggly wiggly.
Come on. Don't make fun of Ferris's size. It's a nice size. It's a good size.
It's not a nice size.
Yes, it is. It's a good size.
It's not a nice size.
Yes, it's travel size.
It just looks small next to us.
Yeah, okay. And I really want to put it away, but I can't.
No, don't do that. Own it. Honor it.
I need to finish peeing, but I've stopped. I've been held
Ferris,
up because of the situation.
There can't be that much pee to come out of that thing.
You don't know. Do you know how much coffee
I
drink?
Drip, drip. No, I don't.
Look, today's a stressful day because I have to, I have to pitch the new item to Daniel.
Pull your pants up while you're...
I can't listen to this, Daniel, with my wiener out.
Lava
Hold
breath?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, lava breath. Yeah.
I made up that name. Y'all want to call him that with
me? No.
Lava breath.
I love
Let's
that.
Write it on the wall.
Oh, yeah. You feel that way too, don't you?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just so hot.
Hot breath.
Don't say hot on my neck.
Well, we're just close. I got to pee. I'm not going to move around, so Janet has to, clean up my pee. That's disrespectful.
Thank you. We got one Jiminin in here.
Thank you.
And the other thing about Pete, I mean, have you seen him cutting his toenails at his desk?
Why would anyone do that?
Well, I watch him cut his toenails at his desk.
Why would anyone watch?
Well, that's another thing, but yeah.
You gotta give him more space. Daniel, are you done at the coffee station?
I'm giving everybody space.
Well, I disagree. I respectfully disagree.
Look, I'm trying to sell fishing supplies and wooden spoons here.
Right, right. So, Daniel, what do you think we should say to Pete? Because I feel like...
Lewis, why do you want to have an intervention?
Because I don't understand why everyone's dumping their shit on me.
I think you're kind of getting in the mix.
Really?
Like, people can just walk away from this.
Huh.
You know?
I like a good mix. Yeah.
I mean...
Hey, I don't want to start anything, but Lewis is getting on my nerves.
Talk about it.
I don't want... I'm not starting anything, okay?
Hold on. Okay,
you
go ahead.
You're pooping?
I'm trying to. It's hard standing up.
Is Lewis the one with the little curly hairs?
Yeah, the curly hairs.
The curly hairs.
Okay.
They go right under the eyes and they come out through the ears.
What are we going to call him?
Oh, you're the one who makes the names.
Squigglehead.
That's
good. Paper towels, Janet.
Hold on. Am I wrong? Am I wrong or is he kind of annoying?
Oh, you're not wrong at all. Not at all.
Woo!
Not at all. Sorry, Janet. This
Getting productive in here.
Your feelings are justified, man. I mean, based on your personal
experience. I can't do this anymore.
I got to go, too. That's
I'm out of
yucky,
here.
Yucky,
are you
yucky,
sure?
Yuck, yuck.
All right.
Woo.
I'll leave you two here. Or did you already leave?
Marshall's gone. I don't know where he is.
But
you feel his essence.
Honey.
You feel his essence. You went to the vents?
Marshall went through the vent.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
Hey, Pete, thanks for coming in. We got your pitch is... ready, I assume?
Yes.
Oh, great. Great, great, great. Well, whenever you're ready, just jump on in.
I had one idea for a product, but
Sorry, I'm running late. Let me sit down.
Every day.
Oh.
Yep.
Did he come through the ceiling?
I like to travel through the vents. It's actually faster than you'd think when you see how cluttered the hallways get.
Yeah, and everyone's impressed by it.
I was in the bathroom and overheard Pete say Never mind. What? Go for the pitch.
What are you doing?
It's not a big deal. What I'm are ready you doing? For the pitch.
You're no. late for the pitch and then you start shit immediately?
I didn't want to start shit, but it's just I feel like you have the right to know that
wait,
when someone's in
wait, I have a question.
The... Yeah?
You guys were in the bathroom together?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying you saved time because you went through the vent, but yet he was here first.
He certainly was.
I
and ready to pitch.
I'm doing the details, you know? I'm a spreadsheet gal, and this just doesn't add up. I don't think that the vents save time.
I'm with you.
Well, I guess I will take the stairs next time. I thought the vents were faster.
Speaking of time, the time you've cost this pitch is already insurmountable.
Oh,
so.
Speaking of insurmountable, the
Everest.
Attitude, the oh. Everest, the attitude that you're bringing into this room is insurmountable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, am I late for the pitch?
Oh, God.
I want to hear the pitch.
Hey, Pete's just about to pitch.
Hey, Pete, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Daniel, can you
Daniel
scoot
can catch
your
up
chair?
When he catches
huh?
up.
Huh?
Can you roll your chair
toward you more?
Away?
I think we're missing one person.
Should we wait? Did you want to wait for Williams?
I mean, it seems like...
Janet?
There's no telling
how long. Williams is probably busy taking up everybody's parking spaces, right?
Okay. Oh, all right. You know what? I'm going to get started. So,
Pete, jump in, please.
Well, I brought this
look at
easel.
That. Look at that.
With poster board on it. And mm-hmm. I was going to reveal the new version of the wooden spoons
right.
that we should be selling. But I'm not going to pitch that after all. I'm pitching something else for the workplace.
All right. What? Mix it up. Something else for the workplace.
A better attitude.
Oh.
Jesus.
How do we sell that?
No, thank you.
To each other. If
I like
we
it.
Want to see more sales on the sales floor, we need to have more joy
this
in
is bullshit.
The office.
This is bullshit.
Sorry,
what are
how
you,
is
a
this
Christian?
Bullshit that we should be more respectful to each other?
Because he's King Disrespect.
I'm not King Disrespect. And if I am King Disrespect, then off with your head, okay?
Well,
Williams? Is there someone here who can help me? Just want to buy this?
I can maybe tell you something about something.
Yeah, it's just there's no one here at the desk. I don't know who to...
Well, I know every nook and cranny of this place.
Oh, great. Can you just ring this up? I just want to get these spoons.
What is spoons, huh?
Yeah, these wooden spoons.
Ooh, $42 for these spoons.
All right.
You're in the mood to lay down some cash on some spoons.
Yeah, you got a fishing trip coming up. I need spoons to fish, so.
Okay, I understand. You're going to need a spoon to fish. I don't know how to press the buttons on this machine.
Okay.
But I can accept cash.
Is there, just make me
What's
kind of,
wrong?
Oh, nothing.
What's just, wrong?
I've just been kind of seeing you Miranda around the sales floor.
Miranda around it?
And I just don't know if you're actually
I've been
employed.
Walking with a purpose, honey. I got a bucket in one hand.
All right. I just would like to see a sales associate.
I am a sales associate. What's your name? Give me your ID.
Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. It's Dustin.
Flacken.
Dustin Flacken.
Flacken. What kind of name is Flacken?
Well, it's actually...
I'm going to take this. I'm going to confiscate this.
Well,
I'm
that's my ID. That's
that.
My credit
I'm
card.
I'm going to confiscate this.
That's a picture of my kids.
That's too bad. They have ugly little heads on their neck.
And I think a way that we can start better communication right now
right.
is by implementing some of the things we learned in that corporate improv
yes.
workshop.
I'm
yes.
sorry,
oh.
I am late.
Sorry,
William, thank you for joining us.
Okay, so
yes,
why don't we do this?
Let's fill him in. We're getting better attitudes.
Can someone Pete. Switch with me? I just don't want to sit next to Daniel. Can
oh, yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm telling
you. Why don't you want to sit next to me?
Stop breathing on me,
oh,
man.
I'm not breathing on anyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
can we
follow
unroll
me.
Unroll a window or
follow
something?
Follow me. Unroll a window?
I don't know what we're in.
Well, these roll-down windows don't roll back up. Okay,
what
here
are
we go.
In a Chevy?
This is going to be a quick exercise.
Yep.
It's called telephone.
Let's do it.
I'm going to whisper something.
Hello?
Into some.
It's
stop.
Called telegram?
No, telephone.
This,
hello?
This part is called listening. Go
Graham
ahead, Pete.
Ham.
I'm going to whisper something into Phil's ear.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's going to make it all the way around. And I want to see if we're good at communication, not embellishing or adding any negativity.
I like
okay?
this. Let's
so here
start.
We go. Here we go.
Go ahead.
My monkey washes his bum.
Okay. Hey, get over here, Williams.
I hate this game.
My monkey walked to the store.
What? Don't touch my leg. Did he touch your leg?
It's okay. Just keep going.
Stop touching me.
So that's which is part of the thing.
It's okay. not part
it's,
of the thing.
My
go. Oh, come on, wait, come wait, on, hurry wait. Up. Stop.
Is
touching
anyone
my
on
leg.
The sales floor hold on, right now?
I just don't understand. I've given you all.
I understand perfectly well. I'm gonna stick a carabiner in this part too.
If I, oh God.
There you go.
Okay. It's the monkey has the right to return any anything to the store.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Oh, look who I'm here with.
And I'm supposed to touch you right here.
I can't wait to get whispered to.
Okay.
Okay, you can just say it at a normal voice, Daniel. Okay,
I need to get right up in your ear.
No, Daniel. Oh, my God. Oh. Say it, Daniel.
Monica. Monica wanted... Monica wanted the beach. Monica wanted the beach in her hair.
Okay. My uncle wanted a knee hair.
Wow. That's not important. We need to know what he said to you, to me.
I have to... Well, you just heard it.
Oh, I thought you were giving us information.
Do you want me to whisper it again?
No.
Oh, gosh, I can smell it.
Game over.
Okay, what so what did it end smell? With? Okay, so it ended with...
My uncle wanted a knee hair.
Okay.
And it started with...
My monkey washes his bum.
Cool.
No, why did it's that change?
Why did that change?
That's a good question. Improv. Can anybody here tell me? No.
It changed to improv. Oh, yeah, it was improv.
No, but that's not why it changed.
It changed because we were all recoiling from the touch of one another
yeah.
and trying to just grab what we could.
And okay. It's also hard to hear when we're whispering because that's not normally
exactly.
how I hear.
Exactly. We should be speaking.
Let's reverse it.
Okay, fine.
All right. Let's see how that goes. Sir, you don't have a receipt for this. You can't leave the store. You're shoplifting.
Oh, no, I played a woman with a bucket, and she said...
No, where's your ID?
My ID, she has it. Please, I got all these carabiners on my skin.
You know what?
I can't walk.
You're lucky that I don't just... This is a sporting goods store.
If Daddy doesn't come home with the spoons, no one's eating.
No one?
No one's eating.
But it's a sandwich.
We need the spoons.
Please, no, you're not. I'm
you
calling
don't understand.
You in.
Look, if you arrest me, my kids aren't going to eat. They're just very
shoplifting
well trained.
Is the reason we have such high prices.
I should have got a problem here, Tim.
Yeah, we got a shoplifter.
Oh boy,
I paid $46
you
for
read him his rights.
I haven't yet. I don't know if he has rights yet. I don't know what he's.
What do you mean? I'm American. I have rights.
He doesn't have an ID.
No ID.
I'm ID'd.
How'd you get here?
What do you mean?
I mean, how did you get here?
I drove here in my car.
Oh, that's illegal without
a license. So you drove without a license?
No, I have a license.
I will call the police.
No, no, no. There was a woman or a man with a bucket. They had. She was.
Someone stole your license.
I heard Daniel has flaming hot breath and we all want him gone.
Okay, nobody said that.
That's what I heard.
It started with the rainbows bring joy to smiles.
Can we
well,
just
that's
try,
a weird one.
Can we just do a round without Daniel? Is that okay?
No.
Maybe that would change something.
How do you think that makes Daniel feel?
I don't care.
Let's Whoa. Ask him. Daniel, how does that make you feel?
I feel terrible about that.
You have to say it so loud. Yes,
is something wrong with my breath, guys?
It's not... It doesn't smell.
So let's be honest then. Why don't we take a moment to be honest?
Okay.
I'll say one thing.
Let's try that.
In honesty.
Let's go around.
Okay, two
Pete?
Things. One, I appreciate the work ethic in this room.
I like this.
You depreciate the jerk ethic?
Okay, this is
Daniel.
Daniel.
He's really good at telephone.
Daniel.
Telegram.
Each one of us is going to share an honest feeling while the others shut
up. Anyone on the sales
up.
Floor?
Yes. I think we have security guards out there.
Okay.
Everybody down right now, okay? We're in a perimeter on the sixth floor. You hear me? You hear me? Now look, we're sending the hostage negotiator, all right?
Okay, so that was nice. That was nice. You're honest about how you feel about people being tardy.
Yeah. I'm just hungry at lunchtime. That's all.
I'm being hungry. That's great. Go ahead. Be honest.
Williams?
Williams, just speak from your heart.
I think Daniel should go. Honestly, I think Daniel's disgusting. Okay. I think he's ugly. I think he smells funky.
Whoa.
And it's just like we want a better work environment. Okay, we want people that don't stink.
So
I'm sorry, Daniel. It's not personal.
You don't have to apologize for telling the truth.
It's not personal.
We're being told to be vulnerable.
Your life would be better if Daniel were gone.
Yes, but I don't mean it personally. It's not a dig.
But it's fine if he is gone.
At the workplace, you're saying, not personally.
No, like
so
he's
if he
gone.
Wanted to be your roommate where you live, you'd be fine with that.
No, I want him gone.
So personally, also.
No,
I am looking for a place to live.
No, I don't. It's not personal. I just
probably
want him
melts
gone.
Toothbrushes,
gone.
Daniel.
But he just said he's looking for a place to live.
Crashing with my sister right now—that's temporary.
Williams is going to be your place at six.
I can't. You can't do that. This you can't reach out into my home.
I don't mean to have to pull up the contract that you signed when you first started working here.
When I was 18. Okay,
this is a co-op.
Let's pull it up. Let's pull up the
These
contract.
Things will haunt us forever.
We'll
I signed
do.
That when
that
I was
the
18.
Point.
You know that.
And how old are you now?
28.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I keep track.
You did not respond to my birthday letter, though.
May 9th?
Okay, yeah, okay, we're getting off topic.
I didn't get a birthday letter.
You signed.
Sent out to the company email, so you should
send one to Daniel.
I didn't get one. No,
oh, me and Daniel are on the same no send list?
You have the same last name.
Oh, my God.
It's the same last name. That's why. It's because of the same last name. It's not because it was just
I
easier.
Always bring gifts. I bring gifts.
I know.
You're supposed to bring gifts, not gifts.
I bring gifts. It's just, they're cute. They're animated.
I know, but you make us all look around your phone. It's just distracting for the party.
I've heard enough. I'm making changes right now. From this point on.
All right.
Why are you breaking ranges?
Because something has to be done, Daniel. I'm here to save you. This is to help you.
I thought you were having some sort of a pitch. I thought you were lower on the totem pole.
What's going on? But I'm using the contract that we all signed to...
Okay, I'm here with one of the hostages right now, sir. What were you feeling? Are you okay?
I thought I was in control, but now it's out of control in there. I was security, but I wasn't prepared for something like this. Somebody save me!
So you were security, and you were one of the first people to leave.
We want sandwiches!
Out there, I can hear them asking for sandwiches right now.
So, accountability partners. Mm-hmm. Okay? Everybody put your name in this hat. And whoever you draw will be your accountability partner.
This is one of us time. Is fucked.
Are you talking about like actually sketching somebody?
No, I just mean writing your name.
Okay, but I don't want if Daniel's name is in there, I'm not doing it.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
One of us is gonna be in there.
Then you take Daniel. You take Daniel if you're a leader.
Okay. Here we go now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's you.
No,
you're with Daniel.
No, you can't do that.
You're with
agreed,
Daniel.
Agreed.
So huddle up with our partner.
Yeah.
Same last name.
Huddle up with your partners.
What's our first project?
You know what it is.
I've got the first project here. What do we think happened to Daniel, just in general? Did he just go from work to work, from business to business, and alienate everyone on day one? Well, the poor bastard just wanted to get along.
I bet he has a good heart.
Yeah, and it's like...
He had a great heart.
It's an indigestion thing. It's a bowel thing.
Yes.
Not him.
Gut thing, yeah.
Scene 2 comes from Toby. Dear Alchemist, greetings from London. I jumped onto your podcast when the first episode aired and haven't looked back. Love most of what you do.
That's fair.
That is fair.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, we don't bat a
thousand. Appreciate the honesty, Toby.
Yeah, man. I just come back from a holiday in Thailand. Being on limited means, I couldn't afford to fly direct. Had to change a couple of times, which means a lot of lengthy layovers and lots of time spending queuing up with other weary travelers. This leads me to my scenario idea. The alchemists are airport staff womaning. The pre-flight checks, passport control, metal detectors, baggage claim, all that jazz. Overworked, underpaid. They have to deal with all manner of weird and wacky passengers and problems, from service animals to smugglers. Wow, just beautiful alliteration all the way through there, Toby. Thank you. Must be speaking the King's English. it'd be such a thrill for me if this got picked, but I'll be tuning in and laughing regardless of what you guys decide to run with. Best wishes, Toby. Next. Who's next?
I'm next.
Okay.
I'm TSA pre-check.
Do you have anything to declare?
No.
I don't like the look in your eyes.
Listen, I'm pre-check. I paid money to be able to go through this line pretty
right.
quick.
You pre-check think you're royalty in some ways, right?
What was your purpose
of the trip?
Vacation.
So pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do any shopping?
I mean, I shopped, sure, but I used whatever I needed to use. I went through everything that was.
Do you have your receipts?
Receipts? I'm not claiming these things. This is just for fun.
So you didn't buy anything you're bringing home?
No. No.
You just bought suntan lotion?
And I used the suntan lotion.
Are you saying you
had
that coat you're wearing now before you came on
this? This coat? Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. I have an extensive collection of furs. I've got lots of furs.
You understand? I can literally smell the fear.
It's not fear. It's fur. It's fur. And it's hot in here. God, when you sweat in fur, it stinks.
It is.
Please let me through.
All right. Here we go. Thank you. Next.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Aruba.
Aruba. Aruba, if you will.
I did.
And
it was wonderful. I fell in love.
With the person or the place?
Both.
Really?
Yes, but a person. Uh-huh. Yes, a special someone.
Where's that someone now?
Walking on air. Wish this could get me all the way home instead of getting on the plane.
Where's that someone now?
Here's your Mai Tai, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anything else you need?
I would like you to sit on my lap.
I really can't do that. I have many other guests to serve.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Carlos, yeah.
Carlos. Look at your eyes.
I can't look at my own eyes.
Oh, if you could, you'd never stop.
Okay. Are you signing
lips
for the room? Or
like
are you...
rose petals, Carlos.
Are you signing for the room? Or
I can put it on the room.
Okay.
I have a room.
Which room is it?
It's room 142.
Okay, I don't need your key. I just need your...
No. Just take a peek at it. Keep it in your pocket, Carlos. Take your top off.
I can't do that.
It's hot out here. No. Come on.
It's Aruba. It's very
hot. You're making me feel lonely. One topless gal on the beach. Carlos.
I'm really trying to avert my gaze right now.
Oh, come on, Carlos. Have a little fun. Mmm, did you make this drink yourself?
No, the bartender did. I just deliver it.
Oh, Carlos.
So I just need a signature ring.
No ring on your finger. No ring line. Good sign. Long lifeline, though.
Oh, ooh. Please let go of my hand, man.
You're going to have three children. You know what? I'm supposed to have three children, too. Look at our palms, Carlos. Are you freaking out right now?
So you think you're still having three children?
Mm-hmm. I mean, sure do.
You appear to be in your
mid-40s. My palms don't lie. Round up. I'm 52.
You're 52?
I'm 52.
Okay, well, you're probably going to have to adopt.
How old are you, Carlos?
I'm 22.
22. Ooh, that's a nice little atom together. It's a cute number.
74.
That's how old my grandmother was when she passed.
Okay. Somebody's waving to me over there.
Carlos,
are you okay?
Please, I don't have anything to wipe my tears. My bikini top is gone.
Are you guys done?
I think we're almost done. Are we done?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Ooh, I want to take ya.
Welcome back to the United States.
Thank you so much.
Sir, may I help you?
Yep. Here's my passport.
Okay. And what was the purpose of your trip? It's either business or pleasure.
Business. It's definitely business.
And what was your business?
Drug smuggling.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Most people don't even try that joke. It's a favorite on our side, of course.
Oh, great.
What sort of drugs were you smuggling? Yeah. Dan?
Black tar, heroin, stuffed in my butt.
Oh, sometimes it looks like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I'm always like...
Hey, what's so funny over there?
Oh, Cliff, this guy's killing me. Oh, this is Cliff. He's our...
How you doing?
There's... Router, hey, come here, buddy.
Boy, Router loves this guy. Oh,
he likes my butt?
Router's all up in it.
Oh, look, he likes my butt. He likes my butt.
That's the anal canal, Router. Careful now.
Oh, boy.
All right, buddy. Dan, how long were you in Aruba?
48 hours.
Wow, quick trip.
Yeah.
So just enough time to get the black tar up
just load all the stuff up my ass? Yeah, you know how it goes.
Cliff has got black tar heroin.
Oh, I never heard that one before.
Oh, man.
Sure there's not any clothing or anything else up there?
Let me see. Ooh, nope, just the drugs.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What do you do in the States, Dan?
I sell this to school children.
Oh, man. Yeah.
How about those Reds this year, huh?
Unbelievable.
They're going to have a good season.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
All right, well, Dan, it's great to meet you.
Man, I wish I could just hang out with you guys.
Well, you can. We've got an application if you want.
Shut up, Router.
What the fuck? Yeah, we'll get an application to
all right,
if you want.
Hey, here's my number. Here's my number. This is crazy. Here's my card. Took my card.
All right.
I'll give you a call if I want some black tar.
That's right. It says drug dealer on the card.
It literally says drug dealer.
All right, gentlemen.
Fantastic.
You guys are great.
Good to see you, Dan.
Have a good day.
What about that Dan?
Oh, he was great.
Well, that was something else.
Is it my turn?
Yep. What do you got? Business or pleasure?
Grief.
You were in Aruba for grief.
I was.
I'm not sure we've heard that one.
Oh, it's so sad.
Is it?
It's so sad.
In what way?
It was a funeral.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. And
don't you want to know the details?
Well, I do and I don't. We're supposed to stay impartial.
Oh.
Right. And treat everybody the same. So I'm sorry for your
grief. My sister's funeral.
Your sister?
Mm-hmm.
She passed. I'm sorry for your loss.
She was a snorkeler.
Uh-huh.
She died doing what she loved.
Snorkeling.
No.
Nope.
No driving.
I see. What kind of car did you drive?
It was a small bug.
Uh-huh, a Volkswagen.
That's right.
So hold on. So you're telling me that I'm going to go first and say that I have drugs in my butt, but we're actually going to put the drugs in Sarah's butt?
That's what I'm telling you.
It seems like...
The drugs are going to go in my butt.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I don't know what you can fit in my butt.
Drugs me a lot. There's miles of intestine.
Who's going to put it in my butt?
Banana daiquiri, margarita, Long Island IC.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you.
Cheers.
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 Why is the shirt off?
Carlos, have you ever looked at your own eyes?
In the mirror, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, lucky you.
Lips
lucky
like you. Tulips. Eyes.
Okay. Why don't you sit on my lap?
Sure. Okay, so just want to make this clear again. I'm going to say out loud that I have drugs in my butt. Yeah. But we're not putting the drugs in my butt. We're putting them up her butt.
You have a strong back.
How are we going to get him up my butt?
Don't worry about that. Our boy Carlos, you might think of something, huh? Here's $20. What do you think about that, Carlos?
So she was driving a bug.
She was driving
and,
a bug.
And lost her life.
Oh, a dog. I'm allergic.
That's Router.
I'm allergic.
He likes everybody. Yeah, that's... what's up there, ma'am?
My butthole.
That's a favorite of Router's. Yeah.
That's all that's in there.
He's impartial.
It's very forward.
Looks like we got a woman over here might be having drugs up her butt. We're going to send a team down there ASAP. That's,
are we saying butt or butthole?
Say again?
Are the drugs in the butt or the butthole?
You got to check both. Section 19, gate 42. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at camera C now.
How long were you in Aruba?
I was in Aruba for 7 horrible days.
Right, you had to make a lot of arrangements.
We had rain on 4 of the days.
Which days?
Monday.
Right.
Wednesday. Sure. Thursday.
Is this a lady here? Is this a woman here? Is this a
what's
woman
happening?
Here? This a woman here? Get on the ground, ma'am. Get on the ground, ma'am. Get on the ground, back. Get that dog back. Get on the ground, ma'am. Those guys work for us, Router. Get on the ground. Get that dog back.
Get that dog
back out of here.
I can't get on the ground.
Put up a tent right here. We got to check her butt now. All right, put this tent up real quick. Put the butt tent up. Get that dog out of here.
My butt.
This will be over soon.
We're going to turn around, just open your butt and cough a lot.
I can't open my butt.
We're going to turn around, open your butt, and cough a lot.
I've never opened my butt in my life.
Ma'am, if you have to do this, you will be under arrest. If you don't do it, we'll take you to the facility.
I'm not going to open my butt. Good dog. Good dog.
Ma'am, you have rights, ma'am. You don't have to open your butt. What is your problem?
I just want to fit in. You guys are having so much fun down here on the floor. I get a little call. I
say, very aggressive.
I know, but I don't get to work the desk, you know. I just get to carry the AR. I got to walk around. And
you're never going to fit in by telling a woman she has to open her butt.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You could have asked me nicely.
Let's try that scenario. Come on in again and ask her nicely.
Okay.
So you were how long in Aruba?
I was 7 days.
Hold on, wait one second. Let me just
raining.
Get the tent.
Tell me rain was Monday and Wednesday?
And then Thursday. And then it looked like it was going to be gone.
Right.
Friday was great. And then around 4
I'm sorry,
o'clock,
excuse me.
Yes, what is it, officer?
Would you mind showing me your butt?
Was what is wrong? The matter with you? Who would phrase it like that?
I don't know.
Date much?
No, I don't talk to a lot of people.
Wow, this place looks very fancy.
Yeah, it's really fancy. You know, they let you open carry here, so.
What does that mean?
I'm allowed to have my sidearm exposed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can I start you guys off with something to drink?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll have, is that a kennel in the back?
Oh, it's just an alley dog.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm not worried at all. I have a...
Whoa, big gun.
I have a sawed-off shotgun right on my hip.
Okay.
You know what? Well, I'll have a warm tomato juice, salt, pepper on the side, and a small little saucer. I'd like soy sauce, if you could, just in a teaspoon amount.
Sure.
I'd like a shot of vodka, shot of tequila, shot of brandy. Don't mix any of them, because I like my liquor separate.
Okay.
And then if I could have a plate of ice, that'd be great.
Plate of ice.
Thank
Got
you.
It. Yep, no problem. And for you?
I'm leaving.
Oh. You okay? Oh, another one left.
Do you still want me to bring that extensive drink order?
Yeah, I guess I'll just... Might as well make it a double.
Router, come on, Router. Stand down.
All right, I'm just going to go back to the office.
Okay, thank you.
I have a granddaughter.
Okay.
Hot little number.
Maybe we should... see if she's available some night.
Sure. Does she come into Dallas, or does she live in Dallas, or?
She doesn't live in Dallas. No, she lives in Montana.
Oh.
Why would you ask me that?
Well, I don't know. We're in Dallas.
But she lives in Montana.
Okay. Well, it's appropriate to ask.
Not everything's about you.
That feels rude and invasive.
I agree.
Open my butt, and does your granddaughter live in Dallas?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
If you ever go to Montana.
Is this line going to move or what?
Yes. We're going to get you when we can, please.
So, did you catch her?
No.
What happened?
They let her go.
They let her go. You are supposed to stop her.
It's not that easy. Okay, there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of social anxiety. No, I tried to get her to cough with her butt open, but no one would let in.
What do you mean no one would? Did you show them your badge?
Yeah, wearing it, but it was inappropriate.
Router. Jeez. Yeah, goddamn dog.
I had a adopted Router and a lot of PTSD with the pup. And
I need you to go stop her from entering the United States.
She's already entered. This is a...
you need to go track her down. This is your job. You're going to let that black tar heroin hit the streets?
I mean, it's already in. I can't control
you kids. You can control.
All right, gangsters. Just being gangsters, you're all very good at being gangsters.
Hey, you're a cop, man.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're clearly a cop.
No.
If you're a cop, man, you got to let us know you're a cop.
Okay, I'm not.
He said he's not. Give him a break.
Yeah. So we got a big shipment coming in the way of an old lady, okay?
What does that mean?
Are you being so, specific about this shit, man?
He's being informative. Were you still
informative? He's a cop, man. This guy's a fucking cop.
Everyone who comes in here is a cop.
What do I got to do to prove to you I'm not a cop? I'm a
gangster.
Kill
a cop.
Kill a cop.
Yeah. What's that?
Kill a cop if you're not a cop.
Kill a cop.
Kill a cop.
Yeah. We got one in the back.
Shit.
Do it.
Okay. Can I whisper? I like to whisper to my victims before I kill them.
No.
That's sick.
Hey, Chuck, I'm going to get you out of here,
that's
Chuck.
Pretty get you out of here. What, are you guys playing the telephone game?
He's not going to be good because he can't say what he heard.
I know. I like to get really menacing.
Hold on. Let's rip. Chuck, I know your wife and kids. I'll take care of them in bed.
What are you saying?
Just rip the tape off so we know what he says.
No. Leave the tape on him.
This guy is sick. I love this guy, man. He's crazy.
Chuck, I'm going to have to fucking put one in your head, okay? Kill him.
All right.
Shoot the guy.
Boring.
No, all right. Hey, I'm a gangster. No problem. Here we go. This is 9mm.
Yeah, we know what it is.
He seems like a cop.
Cops carry this gun.
That's a cop issue gun.
That's coincidental.
All right.
His haircut's like cop hair.
That's how I do it. All right. Just one last thing. I'm going to whisper to Charlie.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. How'd you know his name?
What? You can hear me whispering?
No, how'd you know his name? Mm-hmm.
How'd you hear me whisper?
You said one last thing. I'm going to whisper to Charlie.
Yeah, you told us you wanted to whisper one last thing to Charlie.
Bang!
All right, that's cool. He shot him.
He's obviously not a cop. Sorry for ever doubting you.
Hey, Linda.
Yeah.
You know me.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Charlie has been missing going on those little missions with you, whatever you two do.
Is Dad home?
No, but Uncle Dan is.
Hey, sport, how you doing?
Where's my daddy? I miss my daddy so much.
Yeah, okay, well.
He's saying he misses his daddy.
Oh, I can't understand
him. Where's my daddy? I miss my daddy so much.
It's all the gumballs in his mouth. Dad's going to be here soon. What you doing here?
Well, I was in the neighborhood.
You want me to microwave you a hot dog?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Sure?
I'm
Dan,
good.
Dan, look at the picture I made for my dad's birthday.
Oh.
Isn't that the cutest picture?
That's me and him.
That's
and
nice.
That's him and his father.
That's great. We live in Foreverland.
That's Foreverland.
Linda, you might want to have a seat. Linda, you might want to have a seat.
Oh, no, thank you. Okay. I love standing up. I've been doing a bar class.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get long, lean muscles.
I love my dad.
I have two things I need to tell you.
Okay.
This is very important.
Sure.
Maybe you should send the little man to his room.
Do you want to go to your room?
No, I want to listen.
Okay. Do you want a soda? Mountain Dew?
I do.
Okay. You know where it is, honey.
Can I get a warm glass of tomato juice by any chance?
Oh, sure. We've got some on the boiler.
All right. I got good news. I got great news, and I've got terrible news.
Did you guys make detective at the same time?
My daddy made detective.
Oh,
no.
We get to have the detective party.
Get off of me, kid.
Look at me, son. Look at me.
Danny.
Look at me.
Danny, let him go.
I killed your father.
What?
I put multiple bullets through his head. What? He's dead.
What? What? What?
Linda, the second thing is, give me your hand.
No.
I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
What? Oh, no.
I think my arm is broken.
Tim, can you use your good arm to call the hospital?
Carlos, come into my office.
Yes, sir.
I saw you were sitting on someone's lap out there again.
Well, I mean, he's a big-time heroin dealer, so I really didn't feel like I had the opportunity to say no.
I've got a strict no-sitting-on-laps policy here.
I was afraid of that.
Carlos, where are you?
Oh, no.
Carlos, please stop sitting on the laps of customers.
I don't want to. Believe me, I don't.
Excuse me, is Carlos in here?
Yes, Carlos is in here.
Peek-a-boo.
Is there something I can help you with?
Why did Carlos put his shirt back on?
We have a strict shirted policy for all of our employees.
Oh,
here.
Are you his supervisor?
I'm the owner of this hotel.
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm in room 134. I would give you the key, but I would give it to Carlos.
I didn't want the key.
Give me the key, Carlos.
Yes, here it is.
Okay, thank you. Ma'am, please take your key back.
I'm going to take it back, and then I'm going to give it back to Carlos.
Carlos, give that.
Excuse me, is this where you check passports?
Yep.
I want to declare asylum.
Asylum. Where are you from?
Aruba.
Okay.
I want to request asylum.
What's your citizenship?
Due to sexual violence.
We understand. We appreciate your situation. What's your citizenship?
Aruban.
Okay. I didn't know. I just checked. That was a router.
What's this guy's problem?
That's router.
He's checking on beer now. Yeah. Something wrong over here?
This gentleman is seeking asylum, yep. Apparently, from Aruba.
Let's see what you got, Dad. You mind taking your shirt off?
I have to do it all the time at work, sure.
Oh, you're ripped. Yeah, a lot of crevices there to hide drugs.
No, I don't have any drugs in
there. Yeah, the only one way to find out. Crack this coconut oil. We're going to dump it on top of this kid and make sure there's nothing.
I mean, if that dog's picking up a heroin smell, it's only because I sat in the lap of a heroin dealer.
Is that so? Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Put your hands down. Get underneath.
Your hands down. Get your hands down. Carlos crying. Carlos!
Do you know this man?
This is my fiance.
Please get this man out of here, okay?
Absolutely. Oh, keep the shirt off. Oh, thank you to whoever put
the
oil
fate
on.
Worse than death.
That's the state, man. That's the state.
Why did I picture a router getting on all fours when you sit down on all fours? I don't know why I pictured the dog.
You got a fetish.
Scene 3 comes to us from Joshua L., who writes, "Hey, Alchemist, I am excited to hear that you will be putting out 2 episodes a week." Yes, we are too excited about that. Please tell everyone you've ever met Joshua L. "This is excellent news, and I'm sure I am one of the many fans who are elated with this announcement. My first exposure to the show was the Replacing Zuckerberg scene, and I have been super hooked ever since. I look forward to all your new episodes and always go back to re-listen to my favorites again and again." We love this guy. "I love listening..." Oh, this is someone who works at iHeart. No, that doesn't... I made that up. "I love listening to you go on during my commute at work and at the gym, although I've learned to not do that while I'm bench pressing, as I've almost killed myself twice from laughing in the middle of my set with weights above my head." Yeah, we should probably have that disclaimer at the beginning of every show. Do not listen while bench pressing.
While lifting, bro.
Yeah. "I love that you create super hilarious, memorable characters in the spur of the moment. My favorites, we have Martin McCune in room 1412, Tinko, and Zach and Jack." Oh, I love Zach and Jack. Okay, "I'd love to offer up a scene here. For a charitable cause, a lineup of rock stars are brought together for a once-in-a-lifetime supergroup in the recording studio with an eccentric producer who is constantly trying to get the perfect take again and again and again and again and again and again.
Mate, I'm doing the drums exactly the way I've done it. Nothing's changed.
No, they're different.
Now there's nothing changed.
They're
with
different.
It.
I just think we should just put a drum machine on there. We can program it to do what it wants.
Oh, great! A drum machine, in it. Make a little machine doing it. Now,
yeah,
I mean,
the drum machine.
No, that'll be different too, though. That'll be different too.
Mate, it's doing the same thing every single time, and you don't want it. It's not on me. All
right. Right. The artists are waiting to start the next take, sir. Do you want to just give them instructions, and so we can move on to the next take, maybe?
I honestly just want the artist to be in the moment, and I want to feel that with
right.
them.
I understand, but it's take 91, and I feel we're going to lose some of them soon.
Well, the ones that we lose are the ones that the musical body is atrophied.
Maybe you go in there and have a gourd.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to fucking quit if we don't get a goddamn drum machine. This is fucking bullshit.
Hello.
I'm just going to...
Suit in the room.
Oh, boy.
Suit in the room.
Suit in the room.
Are you taking the piss? Is that what you're doing? You're
no,
taking the piss?
I don't pee on anything.
How do you not have something usable?
You've got to pee on
point?
Something. You pee on something.
I pee in things. I don't pee on things.
Right. So, what can we do differently to make you happy?
Well,
oh.
I just think at the moment, the magic that I had heard, I'm not hearing right now.
Well, maybe
is that your suit
been-
saying that?
That's a good question.
Oh, those
can
are my
you
ears
talk?
Saying that. And
we've been here all fucking day, though, right?
Well, if it takes all fucking year, you're going to be here.
Right,
so we're
but we're...
In this
you
room.
Can't do that.
We're
you can't getting... do that. I've got a family. I don't do this anymore.
You lost your family, Clive. Long gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Clive could actually do that.
Clive got... You got three families, love.
Oh, and none of them are left?
Well, they've all left you.
Oh, well, that makes right. sense, but that's because I've just got such hard touring life.
As excuses go, this is not a great one.
Okay, we
are
can't
you rationalizing
end this.
I've got birds to feed.
Now, that's a good excuse.
Every
there.
Single one of your homes, your lives, are being taken care of, okay?
All what? Three of my families?
What's that fucking mean?
It means...
That was scary.
That right. you're fine
that's a scary
here.
Thing to say.
Is that a fret? Are you threatening us?
I'm not fretting anybody.
You're threatening us.
I'm not fretting anybody.
You're threatening us.
I'm not fretting.
I feel threatened.
No one's getting threatened.
I feel threatened. What my about birds what? Feel threatened.
Nobody's what about my threatened. Home?
Your home is fine. Everything's being taken care of.
It's do they even know how to take care of a macaw?
I'm sure they do. These are experts.
Macaws
on
aren't
it.
Like regular birds.
Yeah, so how would they do it?
What's different than a macaw and a pigeon?
They've got high emotional intelligence.
Than a
they
pigeon.
They don't eat pigeon food.
That's disgusting.
From different ecosystems.
All right. Look, right. This is kind of what I
want. My macaw is 50 years old.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
All right. So you've put Tony Bennett with the group with all of us in here,
yep.
right? And he's contributing, but he's 94, mate.
Right.
So can we get this all
I can't wait to sing, baby.
Yeah,
he's
so,
still got the spirit. He's still got emotional highs.
Very tan.
Could you talk to him? Just to
honestly, out of everybody here, he's the only one I trust. So
that's
he's
messed
only,
up.
He's the only
I
one.
I can keep a
really
bird alive for 50 years.
Yeah,
that's a calling card suit.
Look, Tony Bennett is here as a favor.
Right, right.
Let's run that beat one more time because that's really got a swinging beat, baby.
All right, now one of you is going to have to take care of him, okay? You're going to have to clean him up. He's 94.
Yeah,
all right, so.
Right, right. But how about Huey Lewis? Have you talked to him?
No, he's just doing this as a favor as well. I mean, we talked to him online, but we haven't spoken personally in a long time.
Okay, well, why don't you see how he's doing? Because
I also trust him a lot, too. The people I have an issue with are the
well, then what is the problem? Because we're
problem
here
are,
all fucking day. Look, we're doing the same thing over and over again. We can't get anything right.
The music isn't hitting.
Right, so right? none of us are playing music, mate. We're singing. So if the music's not...
Okay, how about this? You know what? Why don't you just follow me to this other room real quick?
What? Well,
I don't go to
I'm not leaving. I've lost a lot of jobs with that. They tell you, follow
not,
you, and then all of a sudden you're fired, and they give you all your stuff, and you go
Harry,
leave.
You're not going to get fired, Harry.
All right, well,
you're
we go.
Gonna,
okay,
no one's
okay,
going to get
okay,
fired.
Okay.
Just follow me to this other room, okay?
All
right. Now check. Now look at this. Nice, right? Look,
yeah, it's pirate, great,
little pirate
great fucking
themed,
room, mate.
Little pirate theme here. All right, this is going to be... an escape room. All right. Now I'm going to leave you guys in
what's
here.
What's that
right?
mean?
What's that mean?
It means that I'm going to leave the room and
right.
to get out, y'all got to work together as a team. Tony, why don't well, you take lead? All right.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, the first thing we should do is look for clues. Anything that's not nailed down could possibly be a clue.
Clue for what, mate?
To get out of the room.
Oh, that son of a bitch locked this door. We can't get out.
I've got a globe.
Hey. Hey, but well, there's push pins in this globe. That's got to mean something.
If you want to find a way out, you gotta work together.
That's not really giving us any new information, that animatronic.
Right.
He already said that.
But actually, maybe there was a clue in the fact that it was the voice of a macaw bird.
That's my bird.
Is it your bird? Could your bird say that? Do they have your bird here?
I don't understand why we're in an escape room to begin with, right? Mickey Dolenz, you're American. You should be able to help us out here. This is the escape room started in America. What the fuck? How do we do this?
Didn't even see you there, Mickey.
Yeah, I was over here smoking in my leather jacket, I think. Look, here's the deal, people.
Looks like leather.
Everyone here in this room is done.
What's that mean?
You're all done.
Done.
Okay, and that young hip engineer is giving you an opportunity to change things.
Go on.
Because you're all done.
Go on.
I'm just getting started, baby.
You'll be dead by the end of the week.
Boy, would you say that?
And the rest of you have died years ago.
Oh, who's not dead?
Are these clues?
Your music is dead. You bitch and complain like children.
But they called us.
You're not playing like artists.
They called us.
Yeah, because they thought maybe you had something in you. But I guess they were wrong. So unless you can get out of this room,
open the door.
Wait a second.
Okay, yeah.
Are you saying if we set all of our egos and all our demands aside and just work together and figure this out together as people, relating to each other, and we get out of this room, we'll be better recording in the other room?
It's... Poof.
Wait a minute. Work together. What? Work... The word together.
But Tony.
The word together can be anagrammed into get other.
But Mickey Dolenz just disappeared in a puff.
The room will start flooding in 20 minutes.
Mickey Dolenz just puffed into feathers. What was that?
Don't get distracted. Let's work one clue at a time, baby.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but the floor's wet. The floor's wet, and I think it's filling up with water.
That was a quick 20 minutes.
I think this is really good what you're doing, putting them in that escape room.
Thanks, man, yeah.
Quick question about myself.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about me? tell me a little bit about my music past.
Oh, Mickey's such an egomaniac. Lay it on him. Give him all the deets.
Give it to me.
Honestly, I think your approach to the traditional
specifics.
Sounds.
No, he wants specifics.
I got a pizza here.
Yeah, thank
you. Oh, wow, hey, you're Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
Uh-huh.
You're the one who's not Peter Tork, Davy Jones, or Mike Nesmith.
Yeah, okay, all right, you want an autograph?
Wow, hey, you sang Daydream Believer?
Hey, we're just good with the pizza, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just
much.
Good with the pizza.
Okay, you sure?
That'll do it. Yeah, we don't need you here.
I got
dude.
More information.
Nobody
okay.
needs you.
How was that drop-off? How was that drop-off in there? Was there anyone cool in there?
Mickey Dolenz!
No way!
Yeah, Mickey Dolenz?
Oh, my God.
Which one is he? From the Monkees?
He's the one who's not Peter, Michael, or Davy.
The one who sang most of the songs.
He sang most of the songs. Oh, no. I said he sang Daydream Believer, but that was Davy Jones. Well, you gotta get back in there.
I gotta go back in there.
Get back in there.
So, like, I mean, the majority of...
Mr. Dolenz,
yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that I said you sang a song that you didn't sing.
Oh, I knew that.
You sang I'm a Believer, not Daydream Believer.
Hey, he really looks like a fool there.
Okay. I'm a Believer, which is, of course, written by Neil Diamond.
Okay. Okay.
Is Neil Diamond here?
All right,
Neil Diamond's not here, but he's coming in tomorrow.
Why don't you get out of here?
He's coming in tomorrow. What is this, some sort of charitable single? Are they still doing
just
that?
Why don't you just... you're right.
Is he going to come back? I mean, should we just drive around the block or something, or what? He's been up there for like 40 minutes.
Hey, guys, listen. When somebody orders a pizza, it only takes one person to deliver it. One. Not four of you.
So four of us together should not go.
But what if we want to go?
That's not how this works.
Frank, you run register.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That's the head of the floor. I get that.
Okay, so do you have a question?
No, I'm just saying, we work at Domino's. Who gives a shit how many people
go, man? I
give
a shit. I get lonely because it makes me feel weird. It makes me feel like you guys...
This is out of your jurisdiction.
Yeah, who cares, man?
I'm just saying, I feel like you guys like Roger more than me.
We do. Roger knows all this fun stuff.
But I got to sit here alone?
He's an Anglophile.
Maybe if you could
racist.
Tell us
something about a musical act.
It really
you
is,
know.
W.
I don't know much.
I don't think it is.
Oh, man. Frank, it's just, you're ice cold with this kind of stuff. You got like cold knowledge.
But like,
man.
The phone rings.
We took
rings,
you to trivia night last week.
And it was just bad.
I had a great time.
All right. Okay. For the final question.
This is great, guys. This is great.
And a chance to win two free pitchers to the table.
I got it.
No.
I haven't.
That's okay, guys.
I haven't even asked the question.
Wait for the question.
We're all in. Yeah, we're all in. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Okay. You said you have it.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
Okay. I'm looking at my good friends.
Haven't even asked the question.
Haven't asked the question.
Okay. Hey, I'm thinking it's Domino's Pizza. Yeah.
Okay, that's wrong. Okay. All right, and now for the rest of the team.
We lost all our points because you thought it was where we work was the answer?
That was every answer you had was Domino's Pizza, Frank.
We're the Domino's crew.
Maybe you're a little hung up on the corporate culture.
Are you somebody's nephew? How did you even get this?
I'm somebody's nephew.
Yeah, we all are. Man.
Hey, you know what?
All right, come sit down. I got you your job here. You've been doing register. You're making money.
Yeah.
People hate you.
That's hurtful.
No, that's the nicest way I could put it. People hate you.
The entire shop clears out when someone orders a pizza.
You know why? They're going to a recording studio.
That's not the only people who order pizzas.
It's the only one where everybody gets into a car and drives away for.
Oh, so it's not that they don't like me.
It's it's about you because you've ruined your reputation.
Hey, Dad, I just opened up two new franchises. Oh, hey, Frank. I just wanted to come in here, let you know that business is going well, and I love you very much.
Well, I expect nothing less from you. Thank you. You know what? Your brother's having a hard time with social skills.
Again?
I'm gonna quit, and I'm gonna write my own song. I'm gonna get my own recording studio, and I'm gonna change the world forever.
Okay, we listened to your demo, and gotta say,
it sounds like Mickey Dolan.
It sounded a little bit like the Monkees. And you sounded like...
It sounded a lot like the Monkees.
So you're saying you were trying, you were going for that?
Inspired by, sure. I know right. I know everything there is to know about Mickey.
You know, I think it'd be interesting if we get him in the studio.
I do too.
With
mix
a couple
it up.
Other people.
Mix it up.
Would you be...
I work very well with others.
You do?
Yeah.
So other people have commented how well you work with others?
Seems to be a theme in my life. Yeah, people love to collaborate with me.
All right, well, we happen to have a super group here in the building today. Why don't we throw them in the mix?
Sure, so this is an Australian pop synth band, and you're going to like them. They go by Rudy Doo. So you might want to just kind of... hear it for a bit before you go in, or I'm not sure your process.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Maybe I can just hear like a couple bars of one of their songs.
We'll just play the track.
I Rudy Do. I Rudy Do. Oi, oi. I Rudy Do. When you go to the dingo, I going down to the bongo beach. I going down to the
bongo. Yeah, so that's just a little bit. You can't really tell, but that's a didgeridoo in the back.
Who's playing it? Sounds like Tony Bennett.
It is.
Whoa, is that Tony Bennett's playing the didgeridoo?
Yeah, he's
never mind who's playing what, man.
Okay.
We need to see how you fit in.
So how I fit in? Yeah. Watch this.
Okay, let's put him in.
All right, hey, everyone, this
hi,
is,
hi.
This is we want to introduce a new guy.
Hi.
This is Frank. He's,
Hey, great to meet you, Frank.
He's a good...
Oh, wow, it's a real
I worked with a Frank in my time.
Which one?
They called him Old Blue Eyes.
Sinatra.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
Boy, we've had a crazy Tony day.
We got out of an escape room that was gradually filling up with water, but that's a cliffhanger to be picked up some other time.
It was very gradual. It was just seeping through the floor.
What's your deal, mate?
I'm a hit maker.
Oh,
we could use that.
Yeah, we like hit makers. We got a few on our hands already.
I used to be in the culinary area.
You used to work at Domino's.
Okay.
And
I was very popular.
Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
The chain.
Avoid the Noid.
There you go.
I remember the Noid. Oh, yeah. What a face on that guy.
Rita, do you want to start it off then, and we'll see how he joins in?
Are we doing all Rudy Day?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I figure we can just use that sound with what he's working with. I think we might.
Who's going to count me in?
We'll let you get
dealer's
to it.
Dealer's choice.
Hey, guys, let's make a hit.
Let me just pick up this didgeridoo, and let me remind you, I am available to sing at any point.
No.
Oh, you're really good at that, Tony. We really like you on the didgeridoo. I'm going to count myself in.
Oh, gotcha. Three, two, one.
Oi, Rudy Do.
Oi, Rudy Do.
I'm so alone.
Oi, Rudy Do. When you ding dong dong go. When you ding dong on the bell.
All
right, hold up. What are you doing there, mate?
Just adding my vocals
some
to the situation. Yep.
Some lyrics, right. Could we get a copy of those?
Copy of the lyrics?
The lyrics that you're...
I can just tell them to you. It goes, I'm so alone. Wait for it. And then, I'm so alone.
Not exactly Sammy Kahn, is it, kid?
Don't know what that means.
You're so alone.
You don't even know if it's a person or a concept, huh?
Yeah, that's why I stuttered, because I was like...
Who, what, yeah.
Yeah. I thought, where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
Oh, I thought this was an English group earlier.
No, this is an Australian synth pop band.
Oh, yes, that's right.
But we used some of the guys.
I was with a different group before.
Yeah, we've got some of the guys from the other session.
Oh, did the other people drown?
One drown.
Oh.
The lady drown.
Okay.
But the guy that lost all his family is still here.
Tony. And then wasn't there another guy in your band who wasn't the sound engineer?
Yeah, there was that guy. He was real rough around the edges.
Oh, okay.
Also, Huey Lewis was here.
You got big shoes to fill.
Here I am, BBC One Radio. I'm here with Rudy Doo and with Frank. The number one hit singles, all that, people going nuts for it. London is all a chatter. And it's one of those things, you hear a new sound and automatically you're thinking to yourself, how did this come about, right?
I can't stop saying I'm alone, I'm all alone.
Right, mate, it's one of those things, just guessing yourself. Because it's true, right?
Completely.
You hear it and
who's
you're like,
not alone?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Every man's an island.
So what and about it? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so we're here with Rudy Doo and Frank. Just say hello. You're with BBC
hello.
One.
Hello.
How long have you been working together? Collaboration?
You know, a wee bit in the studio, actually. They put us together, sort of like old-fashioned. They're bringing in an artist, and I hadn't worked with him, and the rest of my band hadn't worked with him. Tony'd never met him.
Right.
He came in with this fresh new sound, and Tony liked it, and we went with it, and, you know.
How would you describe the sound, if you had to, in a word?
I mean, to me, personally, it's sad, and,
right.
You know.
Sure.
Monotonous. Yeah. Musical.
Repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't you the don't one, need to pipe up.
If there was a criticism.
That's my boyfriend, Jerry.
Oh.
It is repetitive.
Welcome, Jerry. I thought it
was the Jerry, just pull up a chair.
Go ahead, Jerry.
The only critique about your band prior.
No, it's fine.
Was that they were too upbeat. So this was a nice change of pace for you guys.
I guess so. You know, I don't care for it, but. Right.
But if we said Tony, yeah, it's celebrating 125 years today.
Tony's 125 years old.
Yeah.
Don't get
fantastic,
up, Tony.
Fantastic.
I can't get up.
So, Frank, a little bit.
So, wait. You're the boyfriend now asking me questions?
No, mate. I'm just going to blend in the two, mate. All right?
Okay.
I'm letting her boyfriend come inside my body, and then it all kind of flips
he's
and
flaxes. Letting Jerry's voice come out of him because Jerry doesn't want to get up. Oh. So,
there's no microphone in the big. So,
so Jerry's voice is going through the BBC guy.
Whoa.
That's how we do it over here, mate.
Right.
Frank, where are you from?
Richmond.
Uh-huh. Richmond. Yeah. Virginia?
The one over here.
Over here?
Yeah.
Right. And so is this true you were working at Domino's Pizza before this gig?
Not only is that true, I have a big announcement to make.
Oh.
No.
News break.
I'm leaving the band.
Oh.
Okay.
You got one hit and you're going.
It's
and
fine.
I'm going back into the culinary world.
Wow.
Great.
Here we
that's tough Lord. Business, but good luck, kid.
We never really invited you into the band, so.
No, I know. I never felt very welcome. I made a hit, and now I got to go make some.
No, we made a hit.
Right.
I did the back, you know, the backbone of the hit.
The heartbeat.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bruv, if you've got to go, do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't feel like you need to stay here, right?
What does your boyfriend have to say about this, though?
I don't know, Jerry.
Jerry, what do you think?
I think it's fine, mate. I think he's somebody that's
oh, those good, clearly mate. Are two different guys.
Now, it's more defined now.
He's really coming to his own.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but the room is filling up with water.
It's all right.
Look around for clues. Anything that's not nailed down.
I blame it on Jerry. Oh, man. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain.
Yeah.
And our sound design artist, Rafael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman. And lastly, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia. Be down. I encourage you all to write a review. Tell everyone you've ever met all about us. We so much love to hear from you. So continue to write to us your name here at alchemist.com. Let's go around. Joey, you were talking about something before the show that you wanted to put out there.
Yeah, I wanted to say this in the beginning. I forgot. But yep. We were talking. If anybody wanted to animate one of these things.
Right.
Oh.
Please do.
Yeah.
They're, you know,
any
just,
of the pieces, yeah. The character, just anything. Run with it. Uh-huh. We would love to have that sort of interaction.
Yeah, whatever. Any artist out there who'd like to
I think
try
you
to make
do
this.
It. You
yeah.
should do it.
I, you know,
he I'm can not, draw stick figures. I'm yeah, not sure that's it. What we need.
And, okay. And they don't move. I don't like motion. So
right.
That's just like a personal thing. I have vertigo. But yeah. So all if right. anyone doesn't have that,
and they want to create something, we're totally down.
Please.
I think Chris might send them something. I'm not 100%.
Nope. Happy to do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
James Heaney?
I also was talking about wanting somebody else to do the work of animating before the show. I'd like to take it as almost my idea of asking someone else to do
it. I said it first. So.
No, I said I'd like somebody else to do it first.
I understand, but I'm one of the first people to say
this is the time to bicker.
Right? Isn't it? Isn't it? It just seems like it would be so cool. But yeah, so, and then also find me on Twitter at The Heen.
Yeah, we love The Heen. Kakowski?
I'd love to see some fan art of Tony Bennett playing a didgeridoo.
Yes, because
only a legend like that can get away with cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
And you can always follow me at @Kakowski on Twitter.
Love that. Vanessa Raglan.
Hi. I just love cartoons. Dynasty Typewriter. Bye.
Love you. Chris Alvarado.
@ChrisAlvarado.
Perfect. All right. That is our show today. Continue to write to us your name here at alchemythis.com. And until next time...
Alchemy.